We were talking about it the other day, how you've played on some really good teams. What have you made of kind of the energy, the competitiveness of this group and learning those guys in this set?
I love it. I think it's super high level. We're building something that you could tell is building for the future and not, it's not just like, all right, how can we be good right now? Like, we're trying to build habits that are going to carry us through when things get hard. And I think that's what's important. Everyone wants to win every drill. There's no one's taking it easy out there. So it's been a real fun, intense first 2 days, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
You talked on Monday about sort of, you know, the multi-guard lineups and your prominence of that in Cleveland, probably a lot of that here too with you and Scotty and Ja. Do you have a sense yet of sort of how, as a combo guard, your role might shift a little bit depending on which of those guys you're on the floor with?
Yeah, I've always had a philosophy since I was 6 years old playing basketball. The game kind of tells you what to do. When you have the ball and there's a big man next to you, it's probably going to be a ball screen. When you're off the ball and someone's attacking, you are going to try to find space off the ball as a shooter. So, like, the game kind of tells you what to do, and it's not necessarily like, oh, I'm playing with him, I got to play this way. I'm playing with him, I got to play this way. No, the basketball kind of has a way of, telling you what to do, and you kind of just, I don't want to say reactionary because you want to dictate also, but it's a game where you're reading the coverages you're getting.
It's one thing to be told kind of what to expect on the court when they talk about, you know, speed kills and playing fast. Now that you had a couple sessions on the court in camp, what's it looking like and how effective you think that might make this squad this year?
I think it's exactly what it sounds like. We're trying to play as fast as possible. I think we're overdoing it now, so it might look a little sloppier than we might want it to be, but we're trying to, you know, preach those really good habits now of how fast can we play, how aggressive can we be on defense, and trying to build those habits, and, you know, we'll get the organization piece later.
If I remember correctly, one of your best games last season was in Memphis against the Grizzlies. I think you had a really good night from three. Has anybody given you a hard time about that or mentioned that since you've gotten here?
Yeah, I mean, this is year seven, so I've been playing against most of these dudes for, I mean, me and Ja go back to Chris Paul camp in college. Like, we were talking about that the other day. So, like, we've been, it wasn't just last year. Like, we've had games. Like, you know, when I was in Golden State, we played Memphis on Christmas Day. I was part of that OKC team that lost to Memphis by 73. So, like, I've had battles with them for seven years now. You know what I mean? So, it's not just last year. But, like, yeah, we always talk about, you know, college. Some of us go back to high school. You know what I mean? So.
Well, do you harbor any grudges about the fans chanting defense up 70 in the fourth quarter of that game?
Not at all. I love it. I think that's what basketball's about. I don't think you should hold for the last shot. You should go, you know, when you're up whatever and there's a minute left in the game, you should keep scoring. I don't think that's basketball.
We talk a lot with you so far about, you know, offense. What about defense? What should people expect from Ty Jerome on that side of the ball?
His effort. One thing about me that I've always been a winner. I've always tried to impact winning. And that's, I think, if you ask me, like, what do you do best, I would say impact winning. And that's not just offensively. You got to, you know, fight defensively.
What do you make of this team defensively, you know, because you brought in all these players who have these defensive reputations, and that seems like a big thing that they want to improve on from last season. What do you make of this group, the way they're competing defensively so far?
We're competing hard. I think we got a chance to be good on that side of the ball. Obviously, like I said before, about just the habits, that's not something you come in with. That's something you build over the course of a season, over the course of two seasons. It's a culture you establish on that end of the ball. You look at OKC, I was part of some of those tanking years, and like even then, they're trying to establish those defensive habits. And I think, so I think it's a culture you're trying to establish. I think we're doing a great job of that on these early days, and we'll see how we continue to do it. It's not just the guys we brought in. I think they had two special defenders in Jalen Wells and Jaren last year too. So those guys are kind of going to lead us on that end.
It sounded like yesterday when Ja and then Isla were talking that they're trying. We've heard a lot about, you know, more of a screening based kind of situation. And there was some talk by both of them about getting Jaren more involved in setting the screen, which he'd kind of gone away from the last few years. Is that something you've worked with him on at all in training camp so far as a ball handler?
Yeah, we paired up a little bit yesterday, just going over like angles of screens and different reads, and you know. But like I said, I think everyone's going to get comfortable in different areas in the offense. Basketball at the end of the day is going to come down to how is the defense playing us, how do we want to attack. You know, Jaren's still going to get his ISOs, Jaren's still going to get the ball where he wants it. But, you know, it's I don't mean to keep going back to this, but it really is what basketball is. Like, if Jaren has a mismatch, we're going to him. If it's better for him to come set a screen, he's going to have to come set a screen. Nobody's kind of above that, you know what I mean?
So for all the talk about system and style, there's sort of freedom to find that in the flow.
Of course. Coach is implementing a system that he wants us to kind of play in. I always say he's implementing guidelines. You know, he wants us to play like this. He wants us to have this spacing. When you're on the court, you got to play basketball.
Right? And going back to defense, like, because we hear about your IQ a lot, we hear about you as a player. Defensively, seems like over the course of your career with your hands, you've had really good hands defensively. What is it in terms of, is that more of a natural thing? Is that something you're watching when you're watching going against players? What are you looking for in those situations?
I think it's all the above. I think you watch a lot of good defenders, and you know the term playmaker is used so often offensively. But you watch all these good defenders, and it's really playmakers on the defensive side of the ball too. Like, I see a steal, I see a play, I'm going to make it. You know what I mean? I think that, and as you kind of get older, you get more mature in that sense too on the defensive side of the ball. But it also comes with the ability to like to kind of lead the defense with a voice of like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm giving Jalen confidence to get into the ball. I know I make sure he knows I'm behind him in my help spot. I'm making sure Jaren's talking to him. I'm making sure Zach's talking to him. Zach's at the rim. You know what I mean? So just trying to give energy is infectious. I think on defense, you know, that's really the main thing that you can give every night.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.